Goodvach, everybody. We are in the final countdown as we are in our 30 for 30 series. And tonight we continue with the last of the psukim of the Torah in the first third of the Malchios section. And that is the pasuk that begins with Chol Amar Wemes HaKolos Bes HaLapidim Bes HaKol HaShofar Bes HaHar HaShein. The whole nation saw the sounds and the torches. And the sound of the shofar and the mountain smoking. Vayara am bayanu vayam du merachok, and the nation saw they trembled and they moved backwards. It's a fascinating pasuk on a lot of levels. Let's pick three that perhaps we might want to keep in our minds as we are approaching the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Point number one: what does it mean v'chol amroim? What does it mean that the whole nation was taking a look? Rashi explains that none of them was blind. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave refuah to all of them. Perhaps it's important for us to realize that as we're davening on Rosh Hashanah, we mentioned that we might want to point out this is a tough period in our lives, and we might want to pay attention to the fact that this is the point, perhaps, to consider the fact that the koach harefuah, the power, is not in hydroxychloroquine, and it's not in crazy studies. The belief system is not in Anthony Fauci or Deborah Bricks or even Zev Zelenko. We should have refuah shlima. The real power of refuah is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it might be a good idea for us to open our eyes to that, quite literally, Rowan es HaKolos, to see the sounds. It also is important for us to open our eyes in general. We do read about Hagar on Rosh Hashanah. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, we cite famously the fact Vayivkach Eseineha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened her eyes and she saw the Be'er Amayim opened right in front of her. We find the Medrash comments Hakol Becheskas Sumen Ad Shemeir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eseineha. We're all blinded until HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens our eyes. And so point number one that we might take away from the experience at Matan Torah is the understanding that God has the hands of refuah on the one side, and the second side is we need to open up our eyes and take lessons. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending them constantly, and they're all in front of our eyes to pay attention to. Let's see if we can figure them out. Rashi also adds that the understanding is that in the pasuk is odd. We have the people seeing Kolos, seeing Brachim, seeing the mountains, and we might highlight the understanding that this idea of being Roa es Hanishma is an incredible idea. We usually see things that are meant to be seen, and we usually highlight the fact that we can hear things that are meant to be heard. And here we see the people were seeing what could be heard. And in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel, we also highlight the fact that there was an argument that was made by one of the Amoraim who said he was quite sharp. He was able to see Remeir from the back, but if he would have seen Remeir in the front, boy, would he really have even been sharper in his learning. In other words, there is some understanding that when you see the Rebbe, it brings Hatzlacha and Torah, and that's true in life. When we want to be Mevarer sources, when we want to clarify a particular issue, we might want to do our best to understand that we have a place to look. And it's our responsibility to get the hashpah directly. Sometimes people say, oh, I'll just have somebody ask somebody, and I'll hear what people say on the internet about a particular issue. It's good that we have so many opportunities to learn these days. It's good that we have the opportunities to listen to recordings from years gone by. I know this. I've written about it. But at the same point in time, one has to understand that having a Rebbe who can look you in the face and it can tell you very straight, oh, this is this, or this is not this. That is a valuable lesson, and that is a valuable opportunity. Sitting and watching how the Rebbe would say something makes a difference. Well, at Matan Torah, that was the opportunity that was presented. At Matan Torah, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to provide. And we have a responsibility to wise up to it, and to take advantage of it, to be able to check things up front, and go to this year, not to just listen to some recording, if we have the ability, because it will make us more mechudad. We also see, and sharper as people, and certainly at Matan Torah, that was the case. But of course the people freaked out, and this leads me to my third point, the understanding of Vayanu, that there has to be a certain sense of humility when it comes to issues of the Torah, that there needs to be a certain sense of Kovod Rosh. Not everything is acceptable. Every opinion doesn't count. Sometimes it happens that a person has to understand that just because he can throw a crazy shekel into a pasuk, that doesn't make it true. There has to be a sense of authenticity to Torah, and the people have to have a certain sense of humility when approaching it. Reminds me of a thought my dear mentor, Rabbi Dr. Saul Roth, he should continue to be well, highlighted on a number of occasions, which was the understanding that when it comes to any time we try to strive for Kedusha, there always has to be a Hagbalah. There has to be a sense of reverence and a sense, as he said it, of distance, in order to be able to create an environment whereby somebody realizes that something big is happening. And we have that from the point of Matan Torah. The Kedusha Satorah requires a certain sense of humility when we are approaching it. And from that humility comes a sense of respect. So we have the respect of the Torah that the nation had, and their awareness that everything is not so jump right in. There's a certain sense of understanding that at the same time, we have a responsibility to gaze it and approach it. And that's how Hatzlacha comes in life. And that's true for us, not to rest back, but rather to jump after opportunities. And finally, and not necessarily finally, the understanding of the fact that refuah requires us to open our eyes and realize that it's all in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we get this down pat, we certainly will appreciate a lot more of the depth of the issues surrounding Matan Torah, and we'll put it into our lives, and this year will be a great year as well. Have a terrific week, everybody. Gutavach.